When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jess's tech takeover in this instance relates directly to a tech takeover. We have InfoWars and The Onion. Yes. This is both a very interesting business story and a very entertaining vengeance story. For those unfamiliar with The Onion, InfoWars and Alex Jones, start at ground level, Jess.
Okay, so Alex Jones is a broadcaster in America. He started out and gained notoriety because he was a bit of a shock jock, wasn't afraid to say it how he saw it, and people very much warmed to him. But over time, as his platform and his audience grew, he started dabbling in conspiracy theories and then became one of the most vocal conspiracy theorists in America. He also had a massive audience, and he was notorious for selling stuff as well. So he, in between his big hot takes where he'd bang the table and yell really loudly about how, you know, we're all in on this big conspiracy, he'd also try to sell you some vitamins. He tried to sell you some juice that would make, you know, cancer a thing of the past if you drank this one juice. You know, he was one of these types of people, a bit bananas, but again, was very popular. However, one of the many conspiracy theories he dabbled in related to the Sandy Hook shooting, which saw a number of children and teachers die. They were at the hands of somebody who broke into the school, and it was a mass shooting. He was adamant that that didn't happen. He repeated it time and again. He played clips of one parent in particular crying on the news, talking about the loss of his daughter, and he mocked and he said that he was clearly an actor because before
there's an actual person bereaving the loss of their dead child.
Correct and right. Because he played a clip where the father, before he started the news conference, he smiled. Now, I don't know about you, but I get quite nervous when I'm doing things. You know, sometimes you just smile, you exhale, you do whatever you need to do, and then you go. And Alex Jones repeatedly said that this man was an actor because no father would be smiling one minute and then, you know, doing the waterworks the next. This was something that went on for many, many years, even when the families reached out and the representatives reached out and begged him to stop. He did not. This all went to court, and Alex Jones was found guilty predominantly of defamation, causing harm. And he is now bankrupt for $1.5 billion. So the courts have ordered him to pay $1.5 billion as a result of him continuously calling Sandy Hook a hoax. So as part of this, InfoWars, which was his show, which was a very, very valuable asset, was part of the bankruptcy proceedings. And The Onion, which is kind of like Waterford Whispers, but in the Americas, very, very funny, very dark humour, very, like, it's satire, right?
It's a satirical website with both print and video content, isn't that it?
Exactly. They've developed over the years. They have brilliant, witty takes on pretty much everything. But they sought to purchase InfoWars as part of this bankruptcy case. And they put together an offer that was $1.75 million in cash, as well as a deal with the families of the victims of Sandy Hook, where they would forego $750,000 of the money owed to them because they wanted this to happen. And the plan that The Onion had was to take over the InfoWars brand and bring a bit of crack to it and make the internet a bit fun again and utilise the massive platform that Alex Jones had built. But unfortunately, a court said that that couldn't happen.
Why?
Well, the $1.75 million in cash plus the money that the family were willing to forego totted up, it was evaluated as being $7 million. However, the court said no. that doesn't necessarily equate that, because them foregoing the $750,000 doesn't necessarily mean that that would go to in the pockets of other creditors and debtors that Alex Jones would have. Therefore, it's not as valuable as you may think. So essentially, the cash offer wasn't substantial enough, and the gesture by the families, it didn't, I suppose, carry the weight necessary to get this over the line. So as it stands, Alex Jones gets to hang on to InfoWars, because those who are on social media will know that he is back on platforms. He's still doing his show. He's still yelling into the deep, dark void of the world with his strong opinions. And it's just a fascinating one because, as you said, it is quite literally an attempted tech takeover. But it's a fascinating insight into conspiracy theorists being held to account. There's an incredible documentary I actually mentioned to Kieran a few months ago. It's called The Truth versus Alex Jones. It's on HBO. I don't know if you've watched it. It is worth your time because you get to see the rise and the fall and the arrogance of Alex Jones. And also keeping in mind the devastation and the human stories of the families. So if you've a bit of time, watch The Truth versus Alex Jones. Get familiar with this story because it's not going to go away. I don't think they're going to let this lie, but it'll be interesting to see what happens next.
Quick tech tips before you go. For Christmas, if you're giving Prezzies, any advice?
Yeah, so if your little Kuan or Kira has a console, a tablet, a phone, whatever it is on their Santa wish list, what I'd recommend you do is get on to Santa. We all know mum and dads have Santa's phone number. Get on to him and ask him to set up the device before he delivers it on Christmas Eve. Because particularly with consoles, they can take an awful long time to set up on Christmas morning. There's very often software updates that need to be done. So get on to Santa, ask him to do the uploads beforehand, ask him to set an account up for the child, but tell Santa not to forget the password because that'll add a bit of stress. And then the tech rec this week is, again, phones, tablets, consoles, not every device now comes with the pluggy bit. They'll come with the cable bit, but not necessarily the pluggy bit. So just get Santa to check that. And if you need to order the pluggy bit, do that. Help Santa out and get the pluggy bit again before Christmas morning.
Jess, thank you so much. That is News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.